never did anything to you, man. But no matter what I try, you'll beat me with your bitter lies. So call me crazy, hold me down, make me cry. Get off now, baby. It won't be long till you be lying, living in your own hands.
That was... That was Fiona Apple's Limp. Next up is Video Killed the Radio Star by the Presidents of the United States of America. I'm Pat, and this is WMFO 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. Today I'm joined with Andrew. Andrew, you can say hi.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Andrew.
And today we will be doing a mix of different music that we chose. This is my first show since August, I believe. But yeah, so up next we have Video Killed the Radio Star. Then we got a couple more picks by me. And then we will introduce Andrew some more, ask him some questions about his holiday season, and get right into the music he selected for today. I hope you're having a great day. Here we go. This is the President of the United States of America. I hope you enjoy.
I heard you on my wireless back in 52, lying awake intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the supernova scene.
Too far. Whoa!
By the Lemonheads off the album It's a Shame About Ray. So I'm Pat and I'm filling in today for our winter radio schedule. I've just come back from abroad from Austria, so this is the first set of mine right before the new year. I hope you've been enjoying my set so far. So that was Radio Video from System of the Down off their 2005 album Mesmerize. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. I listened to it a lot while I was abroad. Then I'll be playing my favorite song of the set and my top song of the year off the Spotify Wrapped that came out a couple weeks ago. It is Mrs. Robinson. Then I'll be introducing more my friend Andrew, who will be joining me today, and we will be discussing his picks. What kinds of music has he been listening to this year? Maybe a bit off his Spotify Wrapped, and we'll get into some holiday spirit, talking about some traditions and things and what do you like to do this holiday season? So we'll get into that very shortly. But right now it is 5:15 on the dot. We have 45 minutes to go in my set. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. I hope you've been enjoying the set so far. This is The Lemonheads, Mrs. Robinson. I hope you enjoy.
And it's you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic guys. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you're heading home, I hope you had a good day today. I can't believe it is almost January already. It is 32 degrees outside right now, so freezing temperatures. And the sun has already set right now at the early hour of 5:19 p.m. It seems like winter is fully gearing up right now as we head right in the middle of the holiday season. I hope you enjoy the Lemonheads. They're currently one of my favorite bands. And this is my favorite song off their album, It's a Shame About Ray. My favorite part is the outro, which is really easy to play on bass. And it is probably my favorite part of the song. So right now, let's introduce and bring in my friend Andrew, who is our guest for today. So Andrew, how is it going?
Yeah, it's going well. There's a lot of snow. Boston's really pretty right now. Having a good day.
Uh-huh. And you just came back from, where was it, St. Andrews? Where you study for university there, and when did you come back?
I came back a couple weeks ago from Scotland. Mm-hmm. Happy to be home.
How's the adjustment been so far?
I mean, everything's slightly different over there, them being Scottish and all, pounds to dollars, different accents, you know how it is.
Right, yeah. So, Andrew, let's just get right into it. What songs do you have for us today? Tell us about it. Tell us what was your thought process behind choosing them. I know you had a tight schedule to pick them, not enough time, but I hope you put in a lot of good thought into them because you're going to have a hefty amount of listeners. Not so much maybe, but let's hear it.
So yeah, I'm starting off with Snow on the Beach by Taylor Swift because we just had that coastal snowstorm, got a few inches, and there's nothing I like more than walking on the beach and seeing snow on the beach. There's just something so magical about it.
Right.
And then I'm going to finish off my set with a song from my roommate's band, Oceans. Their band is called Raincheck, but it was on my Spotify Wrapped, one of my most listened to songs. It's really good. I think you'll enjoy it.
Shameless plug for Raincheck. have Raincheck ever performed outside of Scotland? Or are they more of a local entity?
They may have performed in London.
May have. Well, looks like they're breaking barriers there, heading down south to London. I am excited to hear it. I think I've heard Oceans before, actually. But it would be good for a refresher for me and introducing this new song, this new band. to the audience here in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's get right into Taylor Swift's Snow on the Beach, featuring Lana Del Rey, one of my favorite artists. And
she's the best.
In my opinion, the best female artist of our lifetime so far. Some may disagree. Let's get right into it. Then we'll ask you some songs, or ask you some questions, sorry, that relate to our holiday season. I just want to, I'm dying to know what kind of traditions you get up to, what you get up to in your household, how you celebrate Christmas.
Dying to know.
Let's get right into it. This is Taylor Swift, Snow on the Beach, featuring Lana Del Rey. I hope you enjoy.
One night a few moons ago, I saw flecks of what could have been lights, but it might just have been you passing by unbeknownst to me. Life is emotionally abusive and time can't stop me quite like you did, and my flight was awful, thanks for asking, I'm unglued, thanks to you. And it's like snow at the beach, weird but it was beautiful, flying in a dream, stars by the pocket full, you wanting me tonight feels impossible, but it's coming down, no sound, it's all around, like snow on the beach. Like snow at the beach, weird but it was beautiful, flying in a dream, stars by the pocket full, you wanting me tonight feels impossible, but it's coming down, no sound, it's all around, like snow on the beach. Flying saucers from another planet. Now I'm all for you like Janet. Can this be a real thing? Can I? Are we falling like snow at the beach?
Beach. Nice snow on the beach. Nice snow on the beach. Nice snow on the beach.
That was Last Christmas by Wham. And right now we're going to do a PSA real quick. If it's not broke, why not try? If it is broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out in the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money as well as harm the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, and it is less time than browsing the web to try to spend money buying new ones.
Well, some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair. Websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device malfunctions, before responsibly disposing it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you're going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
All right, thank you so much, Andrew, for that PSA. Next, we're going to get into our next song, which is the Rolling Stones, one of my favorite bands. This is Wild Horses. All right, anything you want to talk about before we jump right into the song?
I really like this song. I went to Kyrgyzstan last semester and rode some horses, and I was just playing this all day.
All right, perfect atmosphere for this perfect song. Let's get right into it. Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. waiting for the lucky one. My sweetheart, where are you? I need someone to spend time with, to give and share.
So that was Someone to Spend Time With by Los Retros. We are winding down our set right now. We have a little bit under 20 minutes left. So let's get into some holiday questions for Andrew here, who I've known for about 10 years now, but always around the holiday season time, is his activities with his family and stuff remain a mystery to me. So I'm happy to have this opportunity here today to ask him what really goes on in his household. So, Andrew, start us off. Let's ask, what did you get for Christmas this year?
So, for Christmas this year, I got a Garmin watch from my brother, which is really cool. Tracks my runs and things. But my family's actually Jewish, so we celebrate both Christmas and Hanukkah, both of which fell upon the same day this year. So, Yesterday was a special day for many reasons.
Mm-hmm. Can you clarify about that? So is Hanukkah just like a, is there no set day for it? Does it change every year?
Yeah, it's lunar, actually.
It is lunar, okay. How does Hanukkah and Christmas usually work when they're not on the same day? Do you usually celebrate both separately, or do you choose to celebrate it all at once?
I usually celebrate both separately, but Christmas, there's usually more presents, where we normally get a small present for each night of Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm. And do you still do that, or do you just get the presents on Christmas?
Well, I think this year, because it was on the same day, probably no Hanukkah presents, But still play some dreidel, eat some gelt, sing some songs.
And how small are these presents we're talking about? So, like, what's a normal, like, Hanukkah present you might get on one of the days?
I would say a book. Or socks, maybe a new jumper.
Okay. So little things that add up in the end, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So what do you prefer? Do you prefer the Jewish model of giving presents, or are you more of a Christmas kind of guy?
I'm going to play the devil's advocate here, and I'm going to say I prefer Christmas.
Okay.
Big
present.
No, not one big present, just a lot of presents
on one day. On one day.
Yeah,
all
under
one
a
day.
Tree that you've decorated.
Okay, so you're getting the same presents, essentially.
A few
small ones.
You wouldn't get a big present for Hanukkah. Because then it's like, what day of Hanukkah do you get the big present?
Yeah,
whereas Christmas, it's like, you know, it's one day.
Yeah, and you get multiple on the same day. Yeah, right. this is where our families just differ. Because I usually get no more than maybe two presents on Christmas. And they're usually bigger ones, or more expensive ones. They're just usually larger in size. Also, when I was younger, I'd get like large Lego sets for Christmas. But never, I was never the type of person to get socks or things like that. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of them anyways, but I would appreciate it, I guess.
Can you share maybe what one of the big presents you got this year was?
So this year I got no Christmas presents.
Really?
Yeah, no Christmas presents this year. It was voluntary. I had to really, I was kind of martyred in that sense because both my siblings got presents, but I had just gone abroad to Austria. My parents came to visit during the last week. We went to Berlin as well. So I felt kind of like I've spent enough. My parents had gotten me gifts before, like as when they were coming, they got me like a new coat, things like that. So I was pretty present.
That is really sad.
Yeah, I was pretty. I used up all my luck with the presents. Let me say that. I used up all my luck.
I guess my next point is kind of moot, but I was going to say, are you a family that opens all your presents at once, or you open them one by one and then you respond to each present individually? Yeah, yeah.
No, we're all opening it usually. This time I'm on the sidelines watching and waiting for my box to appear. Right. Did not appear, let me say that. But yeah, usually we all open it and then we like look at each other's after, but we're kind of absorbed into our own presents usually. When we were little, we used to the presents would come at night, but we couldn't open them until like our parents were awake around 9, but we'd get up at like 5 a.m., 4 a.m. Somehow we like knew as children, no alarm clocks or anything. We knew as children, like it's Christmas Day. Like we're going to wake up at 4 a.m. for some reason.
Oh,
we
yeah.
timed it perfectly for some reason. And we'd run down the stairs and we would just be staring at all the boxes. And it was probably the most magical day of the year.
I agree.
Was the most magical day of the year.
But this year there was nothing. You ran down the stairs and there was nothing.
Yeah, for me, I ran down anyways. You know, it's a habit, you know? It's just a habit.
So Pat and I have known each other for over 10 years. And I believe traditionally he and his family have given out meals to homeless shelters on Christmas Day. Is this something that you did this year? And do you think it offsets you being a bad person?
Let's just say we did not do it this year. Maybe the holiday spending was a little too much in Austria. No, just kidding. I believe my mom did before, so it wasn't technically like a Christmas thing. More so probably late Thanksgiving. But I was not involved. I was abroad. I just came home 2 days before Christmas, so a few days ago now. So I cannot be involved this year. I'm sure they got along well without me. But yeah, my family usually gives... meals. They work with like this one restaurant that they're like friends with, whoever owns it, and they do it every year. Does it make me feel like a better person this year? No, surprisingly no.
Well, I mean, no, I live presents, like, no,
I live
charity.
Vicariously through it, but I think the me not getting any presents kind of offset it. I would say I would have enjoyed a present, maybe even socks, but I'm not bitter about it at all. Maybe next year we'll come along. I do celebrate Lunar New Year, so that's our big holiday. Christmas is kind of secondary to it, and that's when the gifts will kind of roll in. So I just gotta sit tight for about a month or so.
Bide your time.
Or two. Yeah, bide my time, look around, see what's happening. And I hope it comes. Really, I hope it comes. So, we have only a few more songs left on the docket today. But we do have 11 more minutes. The last song we played was Los Retros, Someone to Spend Time With, which I remember I showed you a few years ago. Got to be at least 5 years ago now, because I remember us listening to it back when we were both in high school. What made you choose the song today?
Well, it's a timeless classic, and you know it's really important that you maintain contact with your close friends. Mm-hmm. You know, Pat and I have been friends for 10 years and
ups and downs,
lots and ups and downs. But yeah. I believe personally that like having a childhood friend is really important. And 99% of people don't have any friends from their childhood. That's true. There's no one that really witnessed them grow up.
That's true. I had my own childhood friends growing up and I have not seen them in many years. So it's good to keep some childhood friends still around in your life and have them really mean something to you. I mean, every time you come back home, you'll always have like a friend to catch up with. You don't have to really look too far. But yeah, I mean, it's a good song. It's a good song. It's very peaceful. It's very chill. It's very nostalgic, might I say.
I'm going to say it sounds better on headphones than it did on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so too. But you know, that's the roll of the dice when you right. when you choose songs for the radio. And I apologize today for having such a scattered kind of agenda for our music, our set today. A lot
you
of different
genres.
Told me
I could pick anything.
I did. Yeah. Well, I thought they would flow in a little bit more smoothly, but that's just how the radio works. I mean, it's freeform radio, so we don't have a set genre or a set theme or anything, especially today. I mean, it's my first time back. I did not know I was going to be doing the radio up until a few days ago, but I want to get back into it more over the winter schedule, which is right now up until around mid-January, when I'll have a set schedule every week, and I'll do my normal sets then. I want to incorporate some themes. I've been doing each semester, I've been doing a British-themed, it's like British rock, British pop-themed show, so I'm very excited to do that. I'll probably do it around March this year, and maybe one more time in May, because I will be graduating in May, so that'll be the last of my radio show, The Human Trap. But I'm excited to start this new year strong with new guests and explore some more themes in my music. How's your first radio experience been so far?
I think it's really cool. Like, you should see the room we're in. It's very cool. Lots of drawings.
It's very dark. Very dark inside, too. We had a hard time reading the PSA earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So we apologize for the stumbling.
I have to say, I was a bit nervous, but now I'm feeling more comfortable.
I'm extremely rusty at it. But it's been fun. I mean, I miss it a lot. I mean, I was thinking about it all the time while I was abroad.
You're like, I just can't wait to get back to the radio show.
I can't wait to impose listeners. All the music I'm listening to onto our few listeners.
Definitely did it to me.
I'm excited to start the new semester. I mean, previously I've had some loyal listeners tuning in every week, so I'm excited to get back into that. But it's going to be a great time. We have about 7 minutes left, just enough time to play our last two songs. They are The Smiths, This Charming Man, off the album The Smiths, and then we have Raincheck, Oceans. Anything else you want to talk about Raincheck? Any other plugs you want to talk about? I mean, what kind of band are they? I mean, what kind of music are
they? They're an indie rock band.
As usual, yeah.
They play in a lot of gigs throughout Scotland. Personally, I only like Oceans.
So if
you're listening to this, Raincheck, I'm very sorry.
Uh-huh.
But I think if it got more recognition, it could really go off.
Mm-hmm. Full disclaimer, these are his closest friends too, so it's a bit...
Not for long.
It's a bit hard to hear that Oceans is his favorite one or only favorite one.
Only favorite one.
I enjoy Oceans, if I remember correctly. I enjoy most of Raincheck's music. Their covers
we'll
are really good too. Covers are good too, but this is off the album Julie's Dream. So yeah, Raincheck, if you're listening, Ben, Narayan,
we don't have any friends named Julie.
No Julie's Dream.
It's actually a color.
Oh, okay, what color? Blue.
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I wish we had a member of Raincheck here that could kind of enlighten us, but I guess you'll live in mystery. Maybe if you listen to Oceans in a few minutes, you'll kind of see a color that comes with it. But this is This Charming Man by The Smiths, and we're going to do an outro right before we head out. So I hope you enjoy, and yeah, thank you. Some Was